From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, more people are signing up for health care coverage than expected, but there are still glitches, and we have new advice for those suffering those glitches.
But first, a vote is wrapping up today in Tennessee that could have big ramifications for the future of organized labor and the auto industry. More than 1,500 workers at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga are deciding whether to join the United Auto Workers Union, and if they say yes, the plant would become the first UAW shop in the South. Now, Tennessee's Republican Senator Bob Corker helped bring the Volkswagen plant to Tennessee, and he is strongly opposed to unionizing.
We're just concerned about the impact an outside entity, look at Detroit if you want a comparison, look at the impact that they could have on our community.
Well, for more on this, let's bring in Mike Smith. He's a labor historian at Wayne State University in Detroit, and he's with us from WDET. Mike Smith, first of all, just put this in context. How big a deal is this day for the labor movement?
I believe this is a critical day. The UAW or the workers have been voting for 3 days. If, as you mentioned in your introduction, the vote for the UAW, but this will be the first assembly plant, foreign assembly plant in the South that has been organized, and the UAW has been trying to do this for about 30 years. And it will certainly give momentum to the UAW. It will also give momentum to the labor movement. The South has been a tough place to organize since the 1930s, or actually forever. So I think it's a critical vote, and I also think it's an innovative vote. That is, the UAW is not what is commonly perceived as being people from the 1950s building 1957 DeSotos. They are trying to adapt to the modern global manufacturing environment, and I think there's a lot of proof to that effect.
Well, what about what Bob Corker just said there in that clip that we played? He's comparing the situation to Detroit and talking about the fact that Detroit really suffered, and in part as a result of the cost of labor and health care for the workers in the auto industry there, that Detroit is a cautionary tale for the South. Is that a fair comparison?
I don't think so. Not the way it's been presented. Certainly, Detroit was the industrial center of the 20th century. And as everyone, as the manufacturing, the automobile manufacturing grew, everyone had a piece of the pie. And yes, labor had nice wages and nice benefits for many years here. But it's more complex than that. Trust me, I'm sitting in a city that's still vibrant, we have a lot going on in Detroit. And you can't blame it all on unions. That's just a simplistic approach. The other thing I see about this is it's very ironic that some conservative forces, some Republicans, some outsiders are dead set against the union movement. And their philosophy is generally, let business operate on its own. Let the management make decisions. Do not interfere with private business. And this is our hallmark in Tennessee, that we'll stay out of your way. Yet at the same time, there's immense pressure from outside forces. There's immense pressure from certain representatives and senators in Tennessee to pressure VW to do their business their way, when ironically the company is set back and said, well, let the workers in the plant decide. And I might add that the workers in the plants are the folks who are going to have to live with their vote after today.
Well, and you know, in Tennessee, the senator that we talked about, Bob Corker, has said that if the union, if they decide not to unionize, that the VW is going to build new products there, that he's trying to entice people to vote one way or another. I do want to get your thoughts, though, on the bigger picture here, because the union membership in this country has been falling for a long time. 28% of workers back in 1967, now it's 11.3%. Isn't this decline a bigger problem than anything that this vote in Tennessee can do anything about?
I think you're right. If the UAW wins this vote, you're talking about 1,500 workers. And this is important. It's critical and it's sizable, but it's not going to bring back hundreds of thousands of workers. What one really has to look at is the structural changes within manufacturing at large. The automobile, for one example, you can produce just as many cars with the finest quality ever with about 25 to 30% of the workers who used to need because of computers and automation. There have been massive structural changes, and the labor movement to end the decline needs to adapt and change. And I think the UAW is actually trying to do this.
Mike Smith, a labor historian at Wayne State University in Detroit, talking about the vote to unionize the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee today. Mike, thanks so much.
My pleasure.